So long as people are coming here to live peacefully and work peacefully, I think the government should have to show to us why they shouldn't be here.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason. Today we're talking with Shikha Dalmia. She writes about immigration at the Reason Foundation, where she's a senior analyst, and she is also a columnist at The Week. Shikha, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Trump is elected. Immigration, huge, huge element of his appeal. How bad is his immigration plan for America?
In living memory, we can't think of another candidate who's been quite this bad. And Trump's awfulness extends far and wide, but on the one thing that he's been consistently awful is immigration.
Talk about the various stages of his immigration policy as he's at least proposed it, you know, first during the campaign. And now more recently after being elected.
So there aren't just two phases to his policy, right? There are three. Before Trump ran, he was actually pretty good on immigration. I mean, one of his criticisms of Romney was that he was too harsh with Latinos and that cost him the election. So it came something as a surprise when he started talking about Mexicans in such harsh terms, rapists, and criminals, and all of that.
Yeah, bringing disease.
Bringing disease, which
minutes,
is, you know, so vintage nativist stuff, yeah, as you know. I mean, this is what, 1920s, 1930s, you know, WASP, this magazine, and the judge. I mean, this is what their slam against immigrants was.
So he went from being, you know, we should be welcoming to immigrants, and particularly the laboring class.
Right.
Now he's against all Mexicans. And then what's the third stage?
So now he has Jeff Sessions, Republican senator from Alabama, on his team, who's always been bad on immigration. There is no form of immigration he actually likes. He wants to cut back on every, whether it's family, whether it's employment, whether it's low-skilled, whether it's high-skilled. And, you know, the one sacrosanct piece of immigration that all Republicans to date have supported is high-skilled immigration. The high-skilled immigrants good, low-skilled immigrants bad. That's been kind of like a perennial Republican theme. He wants to change that. He actually recently proposed even scrapping the H-1B program, which has been the big source of high-skilled immigrants to this country. So Trump is a little bit vague on that. On everything else, he is, you know, there are many elements to his immigration plan. There is the wall, which he was going to have Mexico pay for, which he has backed off on, but the wall still persists. You know, he wanted a deportation task force to hunt down 11 million immigrants plus 4 million Americans who were related to them and throw them all out of the country. He's saying now he'll focus on the 3 million criminal aliens to begin with. He is very hostile to so-called sanctuary cities. These are cities that actually are obeying the Constitution because they basically want the federal government to produce a warrant before they will detain illegal immigrants for any period of time.
Or inquire about their status. And the idea behind sanctuary cities is that local police won't be able to solve crimes. Crimes are local issues. And if immigrants, legal or illegal, are afraid to talk to the police because they're going to get sent over to immigration.
That's right.
What's behind the anti-immigration push in Trump?
If you look at the polls, they are the exact reverse of what they were 20 years ago. 20 years ago, about 60% of the American public wanted less immigration, and about 40 or 30% wanted more. After 20 years of immigrant bashing by various Republican conservative talk show hosts, it's actually flipped. Now 60% want more immigration and 30% want less immigration. And yet, you know, so it's a bit of a mystery how Trump has gotten where he has. But I think there is a very powerful contingent of alt-right white nationalist people who are allowed. They come out and vote. And he managed to rope them in. Now, I don't actually think that he himself is necessarily a nativist. I mean, you know, his whole look, he's married to a to an immigrant woman who was once illegal
he's
herself.
Married to two out of three are immigrants.
Two out of three are immigrants. But the current one, Melania, there's pretty good evidence that she worked illegally in this country at some point. So he's not an ideological nativist, but he's a political entrepreneur. He's a businessman.
What explains the fact that in the early exit polls, he actually did better among Latinos than Mitt Romney did?
I think one reason is because of Florida. In Florida, the Latino vote was about 31% for him. In all of the other swing states, it was actually he got less than 17% of the Hispanic vote. And I think he got more in Florida was because of the Cuban element.
What is the best possible alternative to a kind of restrictionist immigration policy, which also not only keeps people from coming in, but then rounds up and kicks out people who are here? What's the best that we can hope for over the next few years?
You know, my hope for Trump is this. If I were advising him, what I would say to him is, okay, you know, you want to secure America's borders. I mean, that's his central promise, right? Let's just tweak the way you're going to do it. You cannot really secure the border so long as the incentive to come to this country illegally is what it is. There is a great deal of demand for low-skilled workers. What we need with Mexico is a guest worker program. So let's begin a guest worker program. Let's give people legal avenues to come to this country, which means let's stanch the future flow of illegals. And once we see how much that actually cuts down on illegals, then let's see whether you need to build your wall and how many people you need to throw out of the country. So don't give up on your promise, but at least reprioritize it and start with something that's likely to work rather than something that's not likely to work.
And so that's if you're advising Trump. If you could write immigration policy, you know, on a clean sheet of paper, what would it be?
I am in favor of very liberal immigration policies. I think anyone who comes to this country, if they have a job or if they are here to join an American, it is because some American wants them here. So so long as people are coming here to live peacefully and work peacefully, I think the government should have to show to us why they shouldn't be here. Right now, the presumption is the other way around. Americans have to show to the government why they should bring somebody here. I think that presumption should be switched. So that doesn't mean that you let in terrorists. It doesn't mean you let in people who have a public health problem. You let in people, the government does proper scrutiny, but you don't have a blanket ban on people coming into the country, which is the policy that we effectively have right now.
Well, thank you. We'll leave it there. We've been talking with Shikha Dalmia. She's a senior fellow at Reason Foundation, and she is also a columnist at The Week. Shikha, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
For Reason, I'm Nick Gillespie.